If the reports of chemical weapons being used were to be confirmed, and I should stress they absolutely haven't been confirmed at the moment, but if they were to be confirmed, would that change things?
I think so. I think it's important that everybody is clear that the reports overnight haven't been verified. Defence intelligence here in the Ministry of Defence, nor in Washington or Paris or Berlin, have been able to verify the reports. And in fact, the Ukrainians themselves only refer to reports of, rather than confirming that they definitely have been used. But if they were used, the Prime Minister, the President of the United States, President of France, and other world leaders have all been clear that that crosses a line and that all options are on the table for how we would respond.
Well, like what?
Well, I think some ambiguity is useful, but all options means all options.
What, including NATO involvement directly?
Well, I think all options are on the table.
But does that include NATO involvement?
Well, Justin, it's important to have some ambiguity, and it's also not for any government minister from an individual country to pledge NATO involvement. It's perfectly possible that a response to chemical weapons use could happen out with NATO. But all options being on the table is meant as a very clear deterrent to President Putin from using these weapons that are utterly appalling, cause huge suffering and misery, are completely indiscriminate, and won't just affect troops, not that that's not bad enough, but could well affect women, children, civilians.